It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And I think you're not really a celebrity until you've named your baby something unique and confusing.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking of Blue Ivy yesterday. Yeah. I'm not even lying.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. That's how you know Jay-Z and Beyonce have made it, because they were able to name their daughter Blue Ivy.
You're right,
they weren't
actually
really celebrities before that.
That's not true.
No,
but okay.
It's the measuring stick.
Okay.
Like Cameron Diaz's son, she named him Radix.
Oh,
with
that's
an X.
Right.
Weird.
Or Elon Musk and Grimes' kid, XAEA-12.
Oh, yeah, he's super famous. That's how you know you're a billionaire.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik are going to name their new baby, but I'm sure it's going to be something weird, like Moon Unit or Soy Sauce.
Oh, I hope they're listening to get some inspiration right now.
I hope it's low sodium soy sauce.
Yeah.
Or possibly, could they name it
COVID Sanity?
Oh, that was all a setup.
It's got a ring to it.
COVID Sanity. Stay tuned to see if they name their kid that.
Probably not.
I'd be willing to give up the naming rights to them. But COVID Sanity is our ongoing segment where we discuss the funniest and strangest news stories that are going on during the pandemic. For example, an Irish pub in Spain is making news today because they're officially banning Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline.
Like the song?
Yep. Apparently, it's the number one song drunk people sing out loud. And during the pandemic, they don't want their patrons to be singing, spraying out water droplets, and spreading the virus in the bar.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Because that dunk part is all just spray, just spittle. Yeah.
The bar owner says the human voice sings at a higher volume with that particular song more than any other song, and it's causing serious health risk.
Yeah.
And the pre-scream, the, oh, this is my jam.
Yeah. Right.
So now they have a strict policy not allowing people to sing Sweet Caroline inside that bar, or you will be removed.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's for the safety of the world.
Yeah. A grocery store owner in Western Australia recently burnt his business to the ground.
Oh, no.
And what was the reason? He was obsessed with trying to keep customers safe from the virus, and he felt like that was the only way.
Wait.
Hold on. At the end of the story?
Like, it wasn't for the insurance money. It wasn't like some sort of scam or.
No, he says his mental health was being affected because customers were always angry about certain food items not being available.
Oh, no.
And all the extra safety practices were starting to get out of control.
I'm imagining the health department comes in and it's like, okay, we just need you guys to all wash your hands and clean a little more.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's it. I'm burning it all down. Yeah. Can't do this.
So he took 3 shopping carts, packed them with cardboard, threw a bunch of gasoline on it, lit them up, and then rolled the flaming grocery carts into the store.
Whoa!
Then he left the building and walked home.
Dang.
It's always amazing to me because that is a long process to fill, like to break down all that cardboard.
Yep.
Fill, like there's a lot of opportunity there to rethink what you're doing.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was later arrested and the fire caused over $1 million in damages. But there is no COVID in that burning rubble.
There
I'll
not.
Tell you that.
Sure.
There's no building for there to be COVID in.
Yeah, no one's going to catch it, though.
Yeah.
Emirates Airlines is in the news because they just announced a new safety policy. They're making all of their most junior flight attendants be the designated toilet cleaner on every flight.
Why are they making the flight attendants clean the toilets? Don't they have cleaning crews?
No, it's during the flights.
Oh.
So there's going to be that young flight attendant is going to be waiting outside the bathroom to disinfect it after each and every use.
Dude, my first job at Burger Heaven, I feel these people.
Yeah.
I thought I was just going to take orders and make milkshakes. I was scrubbing toilets like nobody's business. And you do not want to scrub a toilet at a place called Burger Heaven.
No,
it's not. It's the opposite.
It's heaven going in. It's hell coming out, though. They're not allowed to deal with any of the food or drinks on the flight either. They're on toilet duty from takeoff to landing.
Well, I'm glad they're not mixing things up.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But it really makes you want to sign up for that junior flight attendant position, doesn't it? We're going over another edition of
COVID Sanity.
Finding the not-so-serious stories happening during the outbreak. And how badly do you want to eat Panda Express somewhere other than your house?
Pretty badly. I mean, I'm sick of food at my house just because of the dishes.
Yeah. And I think there is a decent chunk of people who just like going to the mall and sitting in the food court eating Kung Pao chicken and just people watching. Like, that's how they want to spend their Saturday.
My mom loves the food court, you guys.
Yeah, I always watch the Sbarro. There's always random people there. Or the Cinnabon.
Yeah, it's great people watching.
I'm getting hungry, yeah.
It feels like you could tour the world.
Well, one mall in Glendale, California is catering to those those specific type of people, and they are now setting up outdoor dining tables and chairs in the mall's parking garage.
Oh,
so people can come eat meals from the food court in total safety. The pictures of it are super depressing.
Oh my God.
Because you're in the underground parking garage. Like, it's not even like you're outside.
Dude, yeah.
There's like a white windowless van sitting
There's
behind that family.
Around.
Yeah, they've coned it off with a bunch of tall orange safety cones.
Oh my gosh.
So that you can eat your burger in a parking lot.
The ambiance. Yeah, it just mixed with a little bit of gasoline smell from the backfire. Yeah.
And also, there's a new TikTok trend where people are fake smiling under their mask. That's where you make you try and make the rest of your face look like you're smiling, but when you take your mask off, surprise, you're actually not.
It's the smize, right?
Yeah, that's what Tyra Banks in America's Next Top Model would call it, the smize.
Yes.
And I guess it's supposed to be like a gotcha thing, like, haha, I'm not really happy. Joke's on you.
Yeah.
And then finally, there's an adult website where normally dudes hire women for risque video chats.
Okay.
But lately, the women on the site have band together to figure out a way to give back to their local community.
Oh, that's nice.
And now for a limited time, they're offering free G-rated one-on-one chats with lonely senior citizens who are locked down because of the pandemic.
Dude, that's so sad. But then I'm thinking about, like, my grandpa, and he'd be like, hey, why has this got to be G-rated?
Yeah, I know.
Read to me and get naked.
Seriously.
Yeah. They so will funny. Be remaining clothed, but...
I don't got many days left. Just show them. Show me them.
Just show me the left one.
Yeah.
But they will act like a friend or companion to these old people in nursing homes via Zoom.
That's cute.
And they'll also send their Amazon wish list to them as well.
Yeah.
The owner of one nursing home says he watched a couple of the videos and said it really pulls on some heartstrings.
Oh. Yeah, are those the strings that's pulling on?
Yeah, I don't think that's what's getting pulled.
I'm guessing there's some other strings that are being pulled.
Those are the COVID-sane feel-good stories coming out of the outbreak. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.